This is 1010 Thrive. For the last 50 weeks, we studied 50 books of the Bible, starting with Genesis and ending with Revelation. Along the way, we skipped some of the shorter books of prophecy and some of the shorter New Testament epistles. On Friday, we shared our 300th episode. We also broadcast our 2021 Christmas special. If you missed it, it's not too late to check that out. In this last week of 2021, we will share our top 5 episodes from the first 300. These are the episodes that were most downloaded, working backwards from 5 to 1. We will begin with an episode first broadcast on December 2nd, 2020, an episode we called Trusting God in a Crisis. Welcome to episode 23 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Psalm 18, verse 2. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. He grows up in the shadow of his brothers, the runt of the family. He spends numerous hours in the fields alone with the sheep. Being a shepherd was considered lowly work, especially by those who had means or standing. And despite being overlooked or discounted by others, he puts his heart into his work. He knows his sheep by name, and he watches them carefully. Often he sleeps under the stars, entertaining himself by playing the harp. He has to defend the flocks against predators, lions and bears among them. As a boy, he goes to work in the court of the king. He gets a job as an armor bearer, like a squire in the Middle Ages. Saul has drifted away from God and is tormented by evil spirits. When he is troubled, David plays his harp, and the music refreshes the king. From time to time, David goes back to Bethlehem to help feed the sheep. While he's back at home, the Philistine army sets up camp, ready to engage the Israelites in battle. The Philistines have a champion, Goliath of Gath, a giant of a man who challenges the Israelites to a one-on-one battle. Send your best man against me. If he kills me, we will be your servants. If I kill him, you will be our servants. David's three eldest brothers are with Saul and the Israelite army. For 40 days, the two opposing armies are squared off against each other. Goliath baits the Israelites. The Israelites do not have someone in whom they have confidence to fight on their behalf. As the two sides remain in a standoff, David's father, Jesse, sends his youngest son to the front lines to deliver food and get news of how his other sons are faring. When David arrives, he hears Goliath insulting the people of God, and he is incensed. In 1 Samuel 17, verse 26, he asks, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" You know the rest of the story. After his brothers try to shush him and even accuse him of being proud and insolent, word gets to Saul that David is willing to challenge Goliath. He's outfitted with the king's own armor, but it's too bulky for him to walk around in. And so with only a slingshot and 5 stones from a brook, he takes down the giant. David is well received by the people for his exploits. And because of this, Saul comes to resent him. Twice he throws a javelin at David, seeking to pin him to the wall. David marries Saul's daughter after a great military victory. Saul grows even more resentful and purposes to kill the young man. So David runs for his life. He goes into enemy territory, to Gath, the Philistine city from which Goliath had come. So as not to be seen as a threat, he changes his speech and feigns insanity. He scribbles on the doors of the gate and lets his saliva run down his beard. From Gath, he runs from town to town. Saul, in pursuit of him, kills those who help him, including priests. Eventually, Saul dies and David becomes king. But he is constantly going to battle, constantly being harassed by enemies. His family is a mess. Rape, incest, fratricide. At least three of his children die before he does. And eventually his son Absalom turns against him, rallies the people of Israel against him, and forces him as an old man into going on the run once again. A civil war ensues. If anyone knew about hard times, if anyone had seen trouble, it was David. Some of his troubles are brought on himself. He abuses his power. He gives in to his lust. He takes advantage of a married man's wife and then has that man killed. He disobeys God and orders a census. He's a poor father, unwilling to discipline his children when they sin, unsuccessful in restraining their sinful impulses, at times even unwilling to acknowledge their wrongdoing, failing to teach them what is important in life, and allowing resentment to build between himself and his son because he did not act quickly to forgive and to seek reconciliation. Despite a life filled with hard times, some of his own making, some not, David never wavers in his trust in God. In Psalm 56, verse 11, he says, "In God I have put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?" In Psalm 9, verse 10, he declares, "Those who know your name trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you." He adds in Psalm 20, verses 6 to 7, "The Lord saves his anointed. He answers him from his holy heaven with his saving power of his right hand." Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. In Psalm 37, he counsels us, believers should not only trust in the Lord, but delight themselves in the Lord, verse 4, "and having done so, he will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like a noonday sun." David trusted God because of the ways in which he saw God come through for him over and over again. When he was a boy tending his sheep, when he was facing down Goliath, when he was on the run from Saul, when he was fighting against his enemies, he became familiar with a God of strength and wisdom, a God of miracles. Trusting involved holding the word of God in his heart and seeking to obey the word. His reaction to trouble was prayer and praise. When his sin caused his trouble, he was quick to confess and seek forgiveness. These should be lessons for us. Whatever our situation, whatever our trouble, we too can trust God today.
Jehovah, you, I trust in you. Oh Lord, Jehovah, you, I trust.
Psalm 46, verses 1 to 3. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains tremble at its swelling. Father, help us to learn to trust you more. Give us the desire and discipline to spend more time in your word. Empower us to obey your word and grow our trust every day. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.